We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, baby. Welcome, Bowerly, with you on the radio, News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, this used to be such an easy show to do. This would be a show you could do, just, you know, pull it out and here it is, and let's move on to some calls, da-da-da. And it's just not that way anymore. The previous show would have been, okay, guys, who's got the best wings in Buffalo? And then, you know, watch the phones light up and then take all these calls. Well, I can't do that anymore. It's not fair to the purveyors of wings anymore. The simplest, like, dumbed down question would be, when you order wings, which ones do you order and how do you order them? And we have to differentiate now, because the chicken wing isn't just the chicken wing anymore. There are so many permutations and variations of the chicken wing that to say that one place is better than any other, it almost cannot be done anymore. If you're just joining us, this will be new to you. And if you've been with us for a while, I hope you'll forgive the repetition. But I have discovered over the past couple of years the joy of the baked chicken wing. And, you know, obviously, to the best of my ability, I need to kind of watch what I put into my cardiovascular system. So I have discovered the baked chicken wing. And the best baked chicken wing that I can think of, and I always pay full freight. They don't cut me a break on this, okay, just so you know. But the best baked one that I have found is at a joint on Main Street in Williamsville called Sorrentino's. And I know when I order that when I order them, I make it really, really clear. I don't want them anywhere near the fryer. I don't want you to start them in the fryer. I don't want you to finish them in the fryer. I want them 100% baked, and I want them to be as crispy as possible. And they will accommodate the order. The downside is they take about 45 minutes to 50 minutes to make, because it ain't as easy as popping them in a fryer. But they are delicious, and in every way, shape, or form, they taste like the traditional, if you will, buffalo chicken wing. There are also times, and I'm sure that, you know, we all go through the same culinary stuff as well. There are also times where I want chicken wings that taste like all they were was barbecued on a grill, and not even with barbecue sauce, just cooked on a grill. And I found a great place for those as well. And then another permutation of that is not the deep fried spicy wing, but the chicken wing that is grilled, which has like Cajun seasonings added to them, which are absolutely out of this world. It depends on where you go. The ones that I found that I really like are actually right across the street from the other place, at a place called the Creek View in Williamsville. Love their wings, whether or not they are just grilled or whether they've got some seasoning on them. But I have heard so many good things about Bar Bill in East Aurora and their wings. And then they also have the Wing Festival, not this weekend, but Labor Day weekend, there's a place called Boneheads, which is going to be there from West Warwick, Rhode Island. And one of the things they're offering habanero spiced barbecue sauce. And interestingly, it's called The Gambler. I can imagine that going home with digestive processes taking place, that it might be a bit of a gamble, if you catch my drift. Habanero sauce spiced barbecue might be a gamble you might not want to take in a public place. There's another one called Shout at the Devil, extra hot buffalo wings. This is from this joint in Rhode Island. But the bottom line is, the chicken wing isn't the chicken wing anymore. This is no longer a simple show to do. 803-0930. How do you order yours? Depending, of course, on the mood in which you happen to find yourself when you are ordering. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And there are other varieties of questions. I wasn't even going to do this show today until I heard Drew Cerza talking about the fact that ranch dressing is actually more popular than blue cheese dressing across the United States. That was a stunning statistic to me. Most Americans want ranch dressing with their chicken wings and not blue cheese dressing. I think that there's something almost un-American about that. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Flats or drumsticks? Give me the drumsticks. I'll eat the flats, but the drumsticks, you know, given a choice, I'll gladly load up the plate with drumsticks as opposed to flats. And it really works out well if the person with whom you are dining, if they like the opposite of what you happen to like. Some people prefer the flats. Some people prefer the drumsticks. So you're out with a bunch of your buddies or friends, and they prefer the flats, and you prefer the drumsticks. You've got it made. But one bit of advice, and by the way, if you've got stories about wings that didn't work out so well in other cities, like my experience in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago after the Jeff Lynne ELO concert, those were hardly chicken wings. You know how they weren't chicken wings when 10 came and 5 got eaten, and that was out of sheer desperate hunger. But you always want to order. It's always better to have too much blue cheese than not enough blue cheese. You should never have that eighth wing dipping into the bottom of the barrel of blue cheese, trying to scrape just that little taste of blue cheese. And if you are going to dip your wing into blue cheese, I said wing, if you're going to dip your wing into blue cheese, now, Phil, isn't it proper not just to swirl it on the outside? You want to take that wing and you want to plunge it and thrust it as deeply as possible into that blue cheese, and you want to get that wing as coated as possible with the delightful tang of blue cheese on the outside of the wing, correct? We are in agreement on that. Okay. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This used to be such an easy show to do, and it's gotten so ridiculously complex. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And it is Dawn in Pembroke on WBEN. Dawn, you've got, first of all, how do you order your wings? There are so many varieties now.
They have to be extra, extra, extra crispy. And I'll tell you, you have to say those words or you get mushy, slimy wings.
Oh, communication with the bartender or server is so very vital. I agree with you 100%. As well as they know me at Sorrentino's and my great neighbor works there, I always make it real clear that they got to be crispy, 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 and never even go close to the fryer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now here is something that I thought you might like. You need to go to Grover's, which is on Transit in Swarmsville.
Not only have I been to Grover's, but Yvonne, who works at Grover's, is a dear friend.
Fantastic. Did you have their wings that they just do in blue cheese, and then you get to pick your sauce? Instead of having them saucy, they do them with that ton of chunky, chunky blue cheese. You get to pick what sauce you dip it into.
Okay, now I don't mind telling you that right now my taste buds are in full arousal mode. They really are. They're standing totally upright.
Boy, I'll tell you what, and you were talking about the bigger the chunk of blue cheese, the better.
Yes.
I was never so impressed, and I do not impress easily. The blue cheese that they used, first of all, their wings were huge. 90% of them were not the flat. They were the drums. And the blue cheese that they mixed it in was so, the bowl was just filled with chunks of blue cheese. And then it was neat because you got to pick like 3 or 4 different sauces. You didn't just have to pick one that you could get to dip your blue cheese wings, very large blue cheese wings, in.
I'm a little bit disappointed now in my friend Yvonne for not enlightening me as to the beauty of the Grover's wing on Transit Road. Now, Grover's, if I'm not mistaken, is best known for its incredible hamburgers and cheeseburgers. Am I correct?
You are correct. We actually had a pierogi cheeseburger the last time we were there near Easter time, which was amazing. But yes, you can't beat their cheeseburgers. They're unbelievably fantastic.
Describe, I'm going to put you on hold, but in as sensual a voice as you possibly can muster, I want you to describe exactly how they do those wings again at Grover's, because I need you to.
Okay,
so just stand by. Don't go anywhere, Dawn, and I want to just make sure that I properly have an understanding of exactly how they do the wings at Grover's. And again, isn't it weird how many of us have heard of Grover's for burgers? I'm told that they've got some of the best burgers in all of Western New York. I never would have thought to myself, hey, let's go to Grover's for wings. But now, with this call, I am so tempted. How about you? Let's go to traffic. Like I said, it ain't an easy show to do anymore, folks. All right, thanks, Brendan. The WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast. Stay tuned to WBEN as the WBEN Roy's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Storm Center is always on alert when the weather takes a turn, as it did overnight for many of you. And I'm a little bit too embarrassed to tell you, I was pretty much at ground zero of last night's storm. I slept right through it. I'm embarrassed by that fact. Tomorrow, cooler, some sun and clouds and 70. Friday, it'll be cool with sunshine and 70. Saturday, cool and sunny, 73. Sunday, fun day, sunny and mild and a high temperature of 77. Again, 80 degrees at News Radio 930 WBEN. And if memory serves, my buddies in Flipside have a gig tonight at Banchetti's in Amherst. Ought to be a fine night for some live local music. Hope some of my other buddies show up there as well. And, you know, forgive me for continuing to say this, but every day you should try to set aside a half hour to an hour of grabbing some fun out of life. And it does make a difference even during the harrowing work week. Back to Dawn in Pembroke, who is going to describe to us one more time the unique way in which they make the wings at Grover's on Transit Road, which I believe historically was supposedly Grover Cleveland's hunting lodge back in the day.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true or not, but to fulfill your request in my most sensual voice.
Yes.
After retrieving them from the very, very hot grease that sizzles them and makes them crispy to delight your taste buds, they are then submerged into the very chunky, very saucy blue cheese, placed into a bowl in front of you, and then served with succulent sauces of your choice to dip into for your further enjoyment and taste bud pleasure.
Okay, I think I just never. That was amazingly done. The next wings I order will probably be at Grover's based on that amazing description of the wings. The only thing that would dissuade me, Dawn, is the fact that you described the wings, the drumsticks in particular, as being of, you know, gargantuan, monumental proportions. And I'm more of like a medium wing kind of guy when it comes to size.
Giggity. Okay.
Well, or extra small, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, right. They are, okay, now I have heard of some people saying that they've gone places and they actually have been served drumsticks that almost look like drumsticks. That would not appeal to me. These are not some flimsy little thing that you take one bite and they're gone. They are actually quite substantial. I think that you would find them very adequate, if not a little more than adequate.
Wow.
I think you would really, really enjoy them, because I'll tell you what, they're not greasy. They're very crispy. And I just thought that was the greatest idea. I mean, just to turn it around, to make it be different.
Oh, and you know what? And it is further illustrative and very well-spoken proof that what I said at the beginning of this hour and what I've said all day long about this show, the dynamics of this topic have changed 180 degrees from the first time I ever did this topic, because that was, by the way, your description of the procedure by which the wings are made was absolutely a masterpiece. We may have to replay that coming back from the news at 5:30, but it was very well done. And that is Grover's on Transit Road. And I am so tempted to just make a beeline, but I've got another engagement tonight that I must attend. So I am delighted for your call.
I didn't make it there. On a side note, let me just say this. Habaneros are the hottest pepper on the Scoville scale. So, yeah, when you were talking about digestive issues after eating something made with habaneros, you are correct.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they would call it the gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah, which way is this going to come out? It would be one of the questions, of course, one would have to ask. I am grateful for the call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
I will. That one of the best calls ever in radio history. She was pretty awesome.
In his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, one of the wings sauces for Wing Fest made with habanero is called the Gambler. And remember that show we did last week about how often you change your underwear? Yeah, perhaps there might be a tie in there. Now, before we go back to the calls, I will tell you I actually have one open phone line for the first time all day at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is the lovely lady from Pembroke describing the unique way in which Grover's makes its chicken wings. Back to Dawn in Pembroke, who is going to describe to us one more time the unique way in which they make the wings at Grover's on Transit Road, which I believe historically was supposedly Grover Cleveland's hunting lodge back in the day.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true or not, but to fulfill your request in my most sensual voice,
yes,
after retrieving them from the very, very hot grease that sizzles them and makes them crispy to delight your taste buds, they are then submerged into the very chunky, very saucy blue cheese, placed into a bowl in front of you, and then served with succulent sauces of your choice to dip into for your further enjoyment and taste bud pleasure.
Okay, I think I just
enjoyed that call very much.
Amazingly done. It was, yeah. That's how to make a call. That's how to describe the preparation. Does she not need her own show on the Food Channel? Okay, Rachel Ray or Dawn from Pembroke. I will take Dawn from Pembroke any day of the week. Thank you. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I know that a lot of you get off of work at 5:30, so you're tuning into the show and you're saying, "All right, what's he talking about today?" Bottom line is, there was a time when I could get on the air, probably with zero sleep, and say to you guys, who's got the best wings in Buffalo? And just be guaranteed 3-4 hours of people calling in with the best wings. I can't do that anymore. Because just like the law, just like medicine, just like radio, chicken wingdom has become extremely specialized. The chicken wing isn't the chicken wing anymore. Well, it's still the chicken wing, but there are so many different ways to prepare them. I don't want to go through the entire list again, but when you order your wings, what do you order and how do you order them? Are they hot, medium, spicy? Are you a ranch dressing person, which I happen to think is heresy, or are you a blue cheese dressing person, which I think is the way to go? And remember, one of Tom's axioms is it is far better to have too much blue cheese than too little blue cheese. And as I said earlier, you know, there are times when we're just talking about conventional chicken wings, okay? Deep fried wings, here's your blue cheese, here's your celery. My favorite happens to be Duff's. I love their sauce. I love the way it tastes. I love the crispness of the celery. I love the coolness of the blue cheese dressing they serve. It is like the perfect chicken wing. And my buddy Mike, and actually I know the Feathers who run Duff's. I went to school with them, very nice guys. And I also know the guy who owns Sorrentino's. His name is Mike DeVita. One of my neighbors, Bruce, works over at Sorrentino's. So, you know, I go there, I would not say infrequently, and they have baked chicken wings, which are absolutely out of this world. As I said earlier, though, the only downside with the baked wing is they take longer than the conventional wing to prepare, especially if you get them the only way wings ought to be ordered, which is extra crispy. And there's another angle to this whole chicken wing topic. I don't even think we've explored that much today. In addition to the flat versus the drumstick controversy, there also is, does size matter? And I will tell you that although I am not a fan of puny, teeny, tiny little chicken wings, I don't know how you feel about this, but I reckon we'll find out. I also don't like the gigantic ones where you look at a drumstick, for example, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's it's a pretty big thing to be putting in my mouth in front of my friends. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN, at least not without the GIMP outfit. Well, what are people calling in about? Is there an accident or something? Is that just people? All right. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, and for the benefit of my call screeners, and this is, please don't take this as me being a jerk, okay? If you call in at the number to get on the air, please only call in if you want to go on the air. That's the problem we were running into. Our lines were getting jammed up with people who just wanted a hit-and-run call, and that's just, they don't even give me the messages. And it's the same thing, and I say this with all respect, and this is not a slam at anybody who uses the text board we have here at WBEN. We all have our own styles. We all have the way that we like to do things. And personally, I don't do the text board. I don't read the text board. So anything you send to the text board, honest to goodness, folks, I never even see it. Nobody passes it on to me, and I don't read it. And my thing with that is that sometimes what happens is you start to read a text and then you get all these other texts come in, so you lose your spot in the middle of reading a text. And I also find it to be somewhat distracting when I'd much rather be talking to you all on the phone. So that's why I stay away from the text board, because it's much more fun talking to you on the phone anyway. 803, and plus I can't yell at the text board. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Mary awaits us in Buffalo. Mary, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. I just wanted to throw in this story. About a month ago, I was in Ireland, and I went to a restaurant in Scurry's, and I'm sitting in a U-shaped booth, and I look over across at the bar, and they have those tall tables with the two bar stools where a couple could sit and eat.
Of course.
And I look over, and I'm watching this couple. They look like they were in their mid-20s, and the guy is eating a chicken wing. I saw the buffalo wings on the menu, but I wasn't going to order. Over, and this guy is eating a chicken wing with a fork and a knife.
How did you contain your tongue?
Oh, I did. I had to go over, and I said, you know, you're killing this wing. This is not how you eat a chicken wing.
Did you explain that you were from Buffalo, New York, where the chicken wing was originated?
Yes, and I told him it was sacrilegious, that he was desecrating it, and this is not the way you eat a chicken wing.
And an international crisis ensued.
Oh, my gosh. It was a funny story.
I can imagine. So how did the couple respond, and did they make you demonstrate the correct way to eat a chicken wing?
I explained it, but he said it's too messy. And I'm thinking, okay, you're never going to make it in Buffalo.
Yeah, it is not too messy. As you know and I know, there is a way to eat a wing, even the biggest, nastiest drumstick, without appearing as though you have just committed homicide against a chicken.
I know, but when I eat a wing, I like the drumsticks, and so, and I don't care about the size, but the one thing I do hate is there's a one piece that is kind of like an upside down V that
yes.
is a chunk of fat.
Yes.
I have to pull that off.
I do not disagree with that whatsoever. There's something about, you know, eating cartilage-like stuff that is definitely a turnoff.
Exactly.
But when you do order wings back in, of course, Western New York, where we know how to do chicken wings right, I have tried to describe to the very best of my verbal ability the difficulty in doing the chicken wing show now as opposed to many years ago due to the variety of wings that we have available. But if I were to ask you how you generally ordered your wings, what would your response be?
I would like to try the grilled in the future, but I usually get them extra crispy, and I like the barbecue, or if I go with hot medium or mild, it would be medium.
And when you order, like, the conventional wing, are you an Anchor Bar or a Duff's person, or do you have your own place maybe a little closer to home that you prefer?
Duff's when my kids are in town. And when I only have the one at home, we'll go to Franco's.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to try some...
And I want drumsticks. They're really good to me.
Well, if you want to try, there's a place that is right by where I live, and it's called the Creekview Restaurant on Main Street. And if you ever want some awesome grilled chicken wings, both the flats and the drumsticks, and you don't want them seasoned at all, I would definitely say the Creekview is worth a try. But they will also, of course, you know, do them Cajun style or other styles they do them. And if you're in the mood for a baked wing or an order of baked wing, right across the street, there's Sorrentino. So it's kind of like a little wing. I've got to run a wing gauntlet every day on my drive home from work.
Yeah, I want to try that air fryer.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because the air fryer wings I am dying to try, because it's a good way to have that flavor requirement of your taste buds met without drowning your arteries in all kinds of cholesterol.
Exactly. And that's why I got to do it.
Well, if you break down and get yourself the air fryer, like my buddy Phil Kennedy in there has, you got to let us know how things work out, okay?
I will.
All right, my dear. Great story, and I appreciate it, and thank you for being a Buffalo Wing ambassador.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Good stuff. Very good stuff. Can you imagine? Maybe this has actually happened to you. I mean, we've got a lot of veterans who listen to this show. Maybe you've been deployed somewhere exotic, and you've seen somebody eating buffalo wings, and they've been eating them with, you know, maybe chopsticks, maybe a fork and a knife, or in some other way that does a disservice to the honesty, the sheer, raw, handheld honesty of a buffalo chicken wing. Now, Sunday Fun Day this weekend is going to be spent with about eight of my friends, and we're doing an impromptu kind of a potluck. Tom is going to show us all how he makes his clams thing, so that's going to be a great deal of fun. Well, they, you know, like you, they hear me talking about them all the time on the radio, and they're like, okay, Bowerly, prove it to us. Prove that you've got the right stuff. So I got to prove that I got the right stuff with a little help from Mrs. Nerd. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN and bring aboard Will in Buffalo. Will, you are on the radio. Thanks for your patience.
Good, Tommy. How you doing?
Excellent, my man. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about this new place in town. I don't know if you heard of Knights of Columbus Church on Kenmore Avenue.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I have, not off the top of my head, but continue.
Okay, it's between Delaware and Elmwood.
Okay.
Called there's a guy in there, and him and his wife, they call themselves Wing Nuts, N-U-T-Z.
And what makes Wing Nuts a special place?
They had their own special sauce.
Oh.
They do traditional pizzeria type, you know, hot, medium, and mild chicken wings and barbecue, but they have their own sauce too, which is to die for.
I know it's hard to describe how sauces taste on the radio, but can you think of any existing wing place to which you might compare the sauce at Wing Nuts?
To tell you the truth, I can't, because there's nothing like them. Seriously, they really are.
No kidding.
I'm serious. You have to try them.
How long have they been around?
I want to say it's going on a year and a half to 2 years. It's just a small place. They're renting a spot out in the church, but I guess they have another year of a lease to go there, and I guess they're going to open up their own place eventually somewhere. I don't know where, but they are. You have to, I must try. Seriously.
So it is in the Knights of Columbus Hall or Church?
the actual, it's the, you go right to the front door, the church of it. Yeah, the part of the front door of the church.
Okay, I mean, I actually think I've been there, and the street again, I'm not to Wingnuts, but to the location, and there, is it Delaware or Kenmore Avenue?
It's on Kenmore between Elmwood and Delaware.
Kenmore between Elmwood and Delaware. Not that far a drive from me, and I will definitely have to check that out. I'm taking copious notes, and we'll get back with you once I'm able to fulfill that mission. But Grover's, do you agree that Grover's has to come first, given that vivid description we had earlier?
You know what? I've never been to Grover's. I always get my wings from Mr. Pizza over on Elmwood. And I get mild, medium barbecue, lemon pepper. Mm. And I've tried Duff's. I've tried Anchor Bar. I'm not a big fan of them. I mean, I'll eat them, but when I tried this place here, Wingnuts, they are amazing. Seriously.
Well, I see the police are obviously coming to investigate. You know what? As far as blue cheese or ranch dressing, if you say ranch dressing, I'll know why we hear so many sirens on the way. So, you're a blue cheese guy, correct?
I'm a true Buffalonian, blue cheese all the way.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. And thank you for the call. Kelly, please go ahead.
Well, my husband, sorry, had a heart attack back in October. We picked up an air fryer a friend of ours gave to us, and that was the first thing I cooked, because when you call a pizza place or whatever, now they're either undercooked, overcooked, and they're changing out from using Frank's hot sauce to Sarah's hot sauce, which does not make sauce tastes good at all. So your medium wings could taste like mild. So we started using the air fryer. I cook them on 14 minutes, 7 minutes on one side, 7 minutes on the other, comes out perfect. And we use Sweet Baby Ray's either buffalo wing sauce or barbecue sauce, depending on the mood. But if we have to order out, we order it from Duff's.
Okay, well, number one, your way sounds delicious. And number two, is there like a big little collection of fat that you have drained off the wing as you are air frying it?
Yes, there is.
And your husband's cholesterol numbers are all in line with all the other blood work he's got to have done?
Oh, yes.
Because that is the biggest pain. That's the biggest pain in the ass, is that constant blood work. You know what I mean?
Especially because it was a long time for him to see a doctor. So this heart attack, he had the worst of them all, which was the Widowmaker.
Know it well.
And I really thought I was going to lose him. And then he had a pacemaker put in. And his numbers and everything are totally fine now. We've altered the way he eats and everything, the way I cook. We've never used much salt before. So to even cut out more of it was just phenomenal.
Well, yeah, it's tough to keep to within that 1,000 milligrams a day. I wish we had more time to talk. I'm delighted to hear from you with your air fryer story. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys, again, for your interest in the show and for understanding that the whole dynamics of this topic have changed 180 degrees from the first time I did it 30 or 40 years ago. Good grief.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.